the ADA meeting back to order and brings us to item 8. Your comments, Mr. Leonard?
Actually, the reports are in our packet, Chair, and we're able to answer any questions you have on the reports. Other than that, I really don't have any comments, except that the next meeting is suggested to be October
30th.
At 10 a.m. Okay. Any questions for Mr. Leonard? Oh, we're missing Ron.
You know, if we're looking at just a few, I had some very brief items. So we had a couple of week delay at the Long Mountain on the first ship due to the ice conditions. Because of the lower amount of the heavy ice later in the season, were they able to replace those 2 weeks on the end?
We have.
Can you come closer to the?
Of course.
Swallow. Guys just aren't going to get any lunch. Let me have lunch today, aren't you?
I'm sorry. I actually was probably inappropriate to the chair, Mr. Sheldon. We don't know yet. The tech gives us a final counting at the end of the season and how they did, and we're not quite at the end of the season. We're getting very, very close. We've got no indication from them that they are not going to miss or not meet all their shipping requirements, but 2 years ago, it was the last ship of the season they couldn't fill because of weather. So we just don't know yet.
Mr. Chair, yep. I have two other real brief items. Does anyone have a good idea for the power costs at Skagway in relation to this expansion of the SOT? Skagway ore terminal? For kilowatt hours?
No. As it relates to expanding the ore terminal, I mean, this is.
I'm just curious what the going rate is for.
I want to say 15 cents a kilowatt hour, but I'd be way. That's truly a guess. I don't know.
And then the last item that I had, Mr. Chair, if you indulge me for one other question, is the new avalanche diverters at Schnedesham Hydroelectric Project were delayed because of steel shipping. Mildly surprised to hear that. I understand there's a steel glut in the world that's awash in iron ore.
I'll get back to you on that.
Okay. And that's all. Thank you.
Okay. I was asking if there's any questions for Mr. Leonard in his director's report.
No, for me, thank you.
Okay. We'll move on to item 9, board comments. Commissioner Bell, any comments?
Briefly, I was pleased to see us with the loan in Southwest Alaska, and I saw that the press release has already gone out, and I appreciated the update that we just had on projects in executive session, so thank you.
Mr. Arvin?
Mr. Chairman, I am good to go.
All right.
Thank you.
Mr. Sheldon?
Mr. Chair, I wanted to note that with our historical delinquency of our total portfolio, that while we have the second highest portfolio balance ever, we have the lowest delinquency level ever at 0.11%. And I just want to compare that against all Alaska Bank delinquencies, which are, at least as of 3/31, running at 2.5%. So I don't think necessarily that this is a situation where we're not lending enough. I just think our controls are very well in place, and I'm rather shocked to see it so low, and so thanks very much to staff for putting good packages forward to the board and for the participation of the folks at Communities. So yeah, I just wanted to point that out.
Great. Deputy Commissioner Rodell?
I don't have any comments. Thank you.
Mr. Wilkin?
Just one comment. I'm the one that asked to move the meeting to October, whatever date that is, Tuesday, so I appreciate the board's indulgence. Thank you.
I just have one comment. There is a Arctic Cloak Community Foundation Gala this Thursday, October 4th, 5:30 to 9 p.m. ADA has a table. We have 3 or 4 seats available. I think each of you might have got an email with an invite. So if you want to go, just let me know. Otherwise, we will fill the table. With that, a motion to adjourn would be in order.
I'll make the motion.
The motion is there. Second. Motion made. Second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Hearing none, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thanks, Susan.